The parasha we learn about the sugya of Avram sending his faithful servant Eliezer. He sends him out on a mission. The mission is not mission impossible, but it's a difficult mission. He sends him on a mission with Akin, to Avram Zokin Bo by Yomim, Vashem Beirach as Avram Bakoyel. Rashi says, Bakoyel Ben Hoya. He had a Ben. Very interesting Rashi. Well, if he had a Ben, just say, Avram Beisram Ben. With a Ben. What's Bakoyel? You could say that. He has everything now. Maybe the Remez. Well, why did the Torah tell us not clearly, but with a Ben? He tells Eliezer, Eved Avram, Simno Yodcho Taras Yerechi, put your hand Taras Yerechi, Vashbiacho, Bashem Elekei Hashemayim, Elekei Oretz, Hashaloi Sikarish, he makes him a Shvua, the Raisa, but the kitas chayfet, they didn't have international mitzvah. The only mitzvah was only, as Rashi says, if you shanish mitzvah, he told the other chayfet shal mitzvah. Say the Torah, for ami lo hoyse mitzvah yishoyin aloy, ubo aloy adei tzar, vahoyse chaviv aloy v'not lo. They took that, but he says, could have different chayfet shal mitzvah. But the chayfet shal mitzvah was the kitas chayfet, was the milah. So the obvious question is, why did Avram have to take his mila, to his own mila? So Rashi, but he's only living on that. Shoram ha yisra rishoyna lo yikoyna mila sa evet. That it was rishoyna. He did it first. It was machloik. The Ramban holds that he did it last, because he wouldn't have koyach. The Ramban said he mild Eliezer first, and then he mild himself. But Rashi seems to be learning, if he did the pshat Rashi, he mild himself first. And that's why he took his mila, because that was the first mitzvah. But the Maisa, Rashi learns that the Pshat in the Kitas Chayf is the Mila was the Inyan from the Kitas Chayf Shashvua to make a Shvua. It could be there's another Inyan over here, but I say, what's the Inyan of Tachas Yireich, the Inyan of Mila over here, but I say, Ula Yeshlaim, but Oifin Acher. Maybe we could say another Deher over here, but I say. Lamaisa, state in the beginning of the parish, in the beginning of Parashas Bereishis, Rabbi Yisai. Before it's the beginning of Bereishis, it says like this, Rabbi Yisai. It says, we know the Parashas Leichacha, it says that B'schus Mila, Avram was Zoychot Eretz Yisrael. Don't stay in the parasha, because you do the bris with me, so I'm going to give you Eretz Yisrael. So the pashtus is, it's a matana for doing the bris, being the one who's going to be faithful. That's the sort of bris, being the one who's making a covenant with the Ibn Yishleim. B'schus Hashem says you're going to get Eretz Yisrael, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's land, the land of the Ibn Yishleim. Everything is Hashem, but Eretz Yisrael is the land. So B'schus say we got the Mila. B'schus the Mila, we got. Oh. I wanted to say once that there's another Deher over here, Rabbi Yisai. Rashi, the beginning of Parashas Bereishis, asks, why did Torah start off with the Inyan of Bereishis? We didn't have to start off Bereishis. We could have started off with the Ganze Inyan of the Mitzvahs. Torah is Lashon Hayroah, says Torah Hayroah to teach. The purpose of the Torah is the instruction booklet. For the instruction booklet, give us the Mitzvahs. We start off with the first Mitzvah. What are we talking about? The stories. So Rashi says, that the reason why the Torah started with stories, the Ganze Sefer Bereishis, stories and stories, the Gemara of Arizona calls Sefer Bereishis Sefer HaYosha. Because as Rashi says, in case the Goyim are going to come along in Taina, listim atem, you are ganavim, you're robbers, you stole Eretz Yisrael, you came in, you took over the land. I'm HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says HaKadosh, you should know I created everything. That's what you have to learn about the Torah. And Hashem gave it, L'Shel Yosher Be'enav. He gave it to the one who's Yosher Be'enav. Eretz Yisrael So why is that hakdama to Torah? Vayistoyes tivamiyat mekor lechoritz. Right, that Eretz Yisrael is the mokor and the ikar mokor for mitzvahs. Kiyum mitzvahs or boisach. Chas v'shoyer chutz laaretz avada. We have to mekayim mitzvahs. The Ramban speaks about it. The ikar mokor of avasiyas of mitzvahs Eretz Yisrael. The Kodesh Baruch, we have to know that Yisrael shayach to us. That we're not kanovim. That we're here with the tachlis. And Hashem gave us Hashem yosher be'ena. But there's a tanai. The tanai to having Eretz Yisrael is Yashrus, Yosha. And that's why the Gantz Sefer Bereishis Rabbah is all about the Yashrus. The Yashrus of the Ovis, the Avram Yitzhak Yah, all the Yashrus, the beginning of the parasha, Avram buys a field. And he's tricked and shtickmacht with the Ephraim and everything of Baisai. Right? Parashas Chayesara, Chevron. So right, it's all about, and yet Avram, yet every stage of the way, the Derech Eretz, Vishtachu, the Derech Eretz, and he pays full price. The Ganze Parasha, I say, one after the next, the Yashrus, is the Yashrus of the Ovis. It's not stamp stories about Yashrus. There's the Schus Ovis, the Schus to Eretz Yisrael for the Yashrus. So once one at a time, very Gishmak, Rabbi, I say, that together, what brings the Yashrus a person? That's the Bris Milah, Rabbi Yisrael. Because the Torah, Bris Milah is the Pesach for Torah. As we know, the Bris Milah is the Oros HaGuf. When you take off the Oros HaGuf, it's also at the same time taking off the Oros HaLev. So Rabbi Kiva Eger has an Etshuva that the Sandik should be, there's an Inyan to give the grandfather the Sandik, because the Sandik is also working in a way of bringing him into Torah. Because the Hatchalas HaBris, Rabbi Yisrael, is not only Bris is not only a physical bris on the body, there's a spiritual thing going on. When you take off the Erlas Halev, Aguf, you're moving at that time, that's Tachnosa to Torah. Bris is a bris common with the Bernishma for Torah. So now the child through the bris, he learned Torah, like the Gemara says, the famous Medrash, the Andronius Hager, that was his uncle Hager, he wanted to learn Torah, he wanted to become a Yid. Kitzi, he was a son of a great Roman emperor, and he ran away, and he went away, and he became a Yid. And as he came back to his father, he said, "What do you do this for?" He said, "Well, I want to learn Torah." So do it without. He says, "You can't understand Torah. You can't understand Torah. What does that mean? What do you mean, Rabbi? Take out the art and go. Yeah, anybody can read the English. This, obviously, it means that the head, the tiefkeit, the emiskeit of Torah, Rabbi said, to understand and logical, maybe you can. But the tiefkeit of Torah is only shach with the bris milah. But the bris is the kavod, the connection with the aversion that moves the orlas halev, that the lev can now connect and understand and the hair of Torah. And Torah is the blue Torah. When a person has Torah, and the Torah is the hechsher of the body. When a person has Torah, that gives the yashrus. Torah teaches us the yashrus. If Rav Avinu was masik Torah himself, Torah teaches us yah. Torah chedrus is the ganze Torah. Is a meila through the koyach of bris milah. A person shach to Torah, and that's how he shach to yashrus. Rabbi Yisrael, the meila bris milah is the hechsher for Eretz Yisrael because it brings yashrus. Because the Eretz Yisrael is only shach to yashur. That's what's called Yisrael, Mstom, Yosher Kel, Mstom, Mela. That's the whole thing. So Avram was made in Ramesh, Rabbi Yisrael, in this whole thing of holding on to the Bismillah, that now I want to be Maimid the Doirois. It's not Stam a mission, Eliezer. The mission that you're going on, I want to be Ramesh, is a mission that's going to be the future Doirois. And the Doirois are the ones who are going to be to have the bris, to be mamshich the bris with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that bris for Yashrus to be Yashur Kel. And therefore, that's why I'm sending you, as the Rosh Hashanah said, to a far off land. Even though you're a Rosh Hashiva, Eliezer, a beautiful Rosh Hashiva, you have a beautiful beard, we spoke about this once, you have a beautiful long beard, Eliezer, down to your sandals. You tie the end of your beard into your toenails. That's how long your beard is. And you have a beautiful daughter, Mamish. Mamish, she's the best Beis Yankov girl. But I'm sending you out to Aram Naharaim, and I want you to take a girl over there who's Taka, the daughter of a priest. That's what I want, not you. What Rosh Aran says, we spoke this out once, that Maisa, because he knew in his hometown, there's Mivis. And even if they have Hashkofis, Krum Hashkofis, they grew up in a house of Falsha Hashkofis, the Oiv, the Avodah Zorah, but that could be corrected. If a person has Midas Toivis, looked around, the hashkafas could go. A person, you feel a person with midas toivas, the hashkafas could be corrected. The Gemara says Rabbi Kiva, Psachim Mem Testament Beis, Rabbi Kiva was an Am Ha'aretz. He knew zero. That was the zero. He was an Am Ha'aretz. That was an Am Ha'aretz. The Gemara says he hated Talmidei Chachamim. He said, give me a Talmid Chazir, give me, and I'll bite him. I'll tear him apart. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Kiva became the greatest, maybe the greatest tyrant that was shy of 24,000 Talmidim. He became the Golol Ador. What was it all about? Dr. Gemara, Rachel, the daughter of Chavos of Asua, they were snu yumai, they had good midas. He hated the Talmid Chacham because he was jealous. At that time, I'm Amoros, they weren't allowed to touch the begotten, there was a whole shot. But the Etzem, she saw the Etzem, but beneath the surface, that he wasn't, he had midas toivis, he was snu yumai. And she believed in his midas toivis, and from midas toivis, all the hashkafas can change to become the Golol Hador. Hashkafas can change, but if you messed up in the midas, if the midas are rotten, it could be a Rosh Yeshiva, the longer bald. Mamas with a big, big frock and a hamburger and a frankfurter. But Sovishal Dova, you're going to put it on your talus in the morning and blind, half the oilam, flipping it around. You're going to come into shul late and you're going to knock over three guys because you want to get to the Mizrach van, so you'll trample seven guys. The service of David, you'll be a chil Hashem. We're so gavaldik. He has a big lam that he's lammed in. He uses his finger and he punches, he pokes the guy in the eye with his svara. It's a new svara. It's called the poke your eye svara. Gavaldik a Rajba. Oh, sorry about that. I can see you. But the service of David, this is the, from there you're not going to come to anything. The midas of what the goyin says. He said, Mayor, that's why he sent him out. So man, that was the remez in the bris milah. To hold on to the bris milah, because the bris milah is the bris for yashrus, for midos, for yashrus. So man, yes, I'm sending on a mission to go find the girl, oisoy chachta, the balas chesed, the one who's going to be the yashar, the one who's going to be zeichah that the bris should bring to Eretz Yisrael, that the Einikloch, that the Torah should have the schus to be inherited Eretz Yisrael, the Yashar. That was the Ula, it was Remez. But the Maisa, boys, there's a tremendous Yisoid over here. This is something that we have to learn, boys, said the Musa of this parish is so powerful, boys, we spoke about this once, we said, but it's Kudai the Chazar, or even the Yisoid of this parish, boys. Eliezer Eben Avram, the faithful servant. He's not only a servant of Avram who goes through thick and thin. We have to understand what by saying the Mar in the Dharma Lamed Beis tells us that when Avram went out to fight the four Malachim, the Gemara says is a machlokes how many people he had with him, 318 soldiers or just Eliezer? Just Eliezer. Eliezer b'gematria is 318. Can you imagine Avram calls Eliezer? Oh, we have a mission. We have to take care of something. Eliezer, get dressed. He wakes up in the middle of the night. We're going out to take care of. What is it, Avram? Well, we're just going to fight four major armies. Well, you mean like we're getting together the whole country over here together to fight? No. Bless yo. We're getting the whole town together to do it. No. Eliezer, calm down. Not that many people. Okay. We have a few thousand people. No. Just me and you. Huh? Just us two. Armies, tanks, cannons. Just me and you. I think I'll pass on this one, Abe. No! He goes out, he fights, he goes out. Come on, Alok. Let's go, we'll fight. He's a mamish, the one who we trust with everything. State the Chazal, Hamoyshel, the Pasuk says, he calls over Eliezer for this mission. Hamoyshel, B'chol HaShaloi. He's in charge of the ganze estate. The whole thing. And he never asks him every day, doesn't call Eliezer over. Okay, what's going on with my estate? Hamoyshel, B'chol HaShaloi. Abram gives him over the key to his whole estate. He has the key to all the locks. Abram was a wealthy man. Very much more wealthy than Donald Trump. Very, very wealthy man. He had everything. Sorry to buckle. And he gives over his entire estate to watch and take care of. He calls over, Eliezer, I have a mission for you. Okay, what's the mission? I want you to go and find a wife for Yitzchak. Okay, very good. You say it. Avram, you say it. have bag, we'll travel. What do you want me to do? Where do you want me to go? We'll go out to war, I'm with you. We'll go out to here, I'm with you. The state, everything's... Avram trusts him with everything. Just want you to go to Aram Naharayim and go ahead and get me a door, get a wife for my thing. You'll see over there, you'll find the Eitzah. And if they don't want to go, don't worry, this, that, give them instructions. Okay, let's ready. Master! You say it, I do it! But 1 second, he turns to go, 1 second. Go get a Sefer Torah. Go open the thing of candles. The word says, when they used to swear on Sefer Torah, they had to go with candles. Go get a Sefer Torah. If you go into my room, go get a Sefer Torah. I want you to swear. You liar, you. I never trust you in my life. Get a Sefer Torah. Huh? Me? What about the battle of the battle of the bulge? I went out with you in the middle of the night. Sefer Torah? For what? Get a Sefer Torah, get the candles, get the malachim, open up, swear a Sefer Torah. Shem Yerachim. Eliezer says, Choshim Yid, to swear, everybody, the Gemara says, people are scared to swear to Sefer Torah. Get a Sefer Torah, start swearing on the Sefer Torah. Take it easy. Take it easy, Rabbi Abraham. Take it easy. I'm the faithful servant. Check in the books. Did I take bubblegum from you without rishus? Never. Billions of dollars. Did I take something from you? Never. Did I go out with you through thick and thin? The battles. Everywhere you went, I was with you. He was the Rosh Yeshiva going around giving over everyone's Torah to everybody. Turns to 1 second over here. You forgot about the Sefer Torah, huh? It's not Monday and Thursday, right, Avraham? No laning today. No. Get the Sefer Torah and make a Shvuah D'Raisa in front of Edim, Malachim, Berin Shloilam, Kabbalistic. Swear to me by the Sefer Torah. What's going on over here? It's a Pelo de Gazach. And you saw it, but I must say a big Yisoid over here, by saying, which is Yisoid for life, for us. That when it comes to everything, all the gashmistic things, when it comes to things that in this world that's important for us, important gashmistic things, avado, we have to be wary. We not be foolish. Person, al yevazve is just mechoymish. You not spend too much. You not throw yourself on the tzibur. There are halachos and gashmis, Rabbi Sai. But we have to realize, Rabbi Sai, at least and way above that is our daiga for ruchnius. A daiga for ruchnius. Avram realized that avadi is moshe b'chalash aloi and everything. But here we're talking about the ruchnius, my ruchnius, the future of Klal Yisrael, who's going to be the aim of Klal Yisrael. And this thing is much more important than anything in the world. It's more important than my estate. It can lose all my money. I don't care, invest in a bad stock. Okay, what's the worst that happens? He were investing in a bad stock. Okay, so we lost the money. We have to go out and get a job. But if Chas v'Sholom, Rabbi Yisrael, in the Ruchnius, if you're going to stare, we're going to take a wrong person to be the aim of Yisrael, the ganze future of Klal Yisrael, the Ruchnius of Klal Yisrael, the Ruchnius is at stake. And when Ruchnius is at stake, we don't forfeit any means and ways to ensure that the Ruchnius is Zemes. And the famous marshal, they say it from Reb Chaim, or they say it over, very, very famous, very famous Indian. A guy comes to a town, and he comes to a town, and he wants to leave his money by somebody. He wants to leave his money, he has a bunch of money, and he wants to leave it by somebody. So he comes to the town, he's not going to just go over to any guy in the street and say, here, this is $50 million. Can you hold it on to me till I get back? He's going to go investigate for days. The monies of that guy. He's going to investigate for weeks. What's going on over there? Is this guy kosher or yosher? When a person has a big investment with his money, he spends hours and days. Is it a good investment? Bad investment? When it comes to ruchnius, Rabbi Sai, though, when it comes to a shailer, Rabbi Sai, for instance, of a restaurant where they can eat at the restaurant. He doesn't know the guy for a hole in the wall. Can I eat here? He says to the guy behind the counter who has no yarmulke and he has a, what's it called? A ponytail in the back. You can't tell if he's a zoch or a keiva. Do you think I can eat here? What do you mean? Kosher! You see the flashing light bulb in the window. Kosher! It's blinking in the window. Kosher! Blink! What are you talking about? It's Chanukah. We have a menorah. It's even playing Mosul. Nine. How do you can eat here? No yarmulke. He's Arabs. No yarmulke. No nothing. Of course I could trust. Why shouldn't I trust him? What do you mean? He tells me. And why can't you eat here? Baba Sali's on the wall. Baba Sali's here. Yeah, if Baba Sal would be behind the counter and you would be on the picture of the wall, I would eat here. But you're here, and Baba Sal is on the... But what do you mean? Look at his eyes. He's looking at the counter. So you're showing me. Nichlas v'yoytzei, maybe. Right away. I once went with my wife. I took her out to eat. I told her I was going out to one of these restaurants. The Achim Bachim were talking for days about this restaurant, Tal Piyot. So I said to my wife, it was our anniversary, let's go out to Bachama Tokyo, treat my wife out. I give the Ben Adam Machaveh the Shalom Bayis class. I have to say, otherwise my wife said, I can't give that shmooze anymore. So we go to Talpio, we see everybody's eating, from a yin, it looks very shmak, they're all digging in. I look from behind and you could see there was like a hole, you could see the kitchen inside, you see the way they're working. So Arabs, who knows who's ever working in there? Okay, but you never know. Baruch Hashem, there's a mashkiach, of course. Why not? You see, Ali Yidin eating so geschmack. But kids, I go in, she said, can I, you have a tourist kasher? What do you mean? No kippah. Avada, we have a tourist kasher. Here it is. The chief rabbi of Ramallah. But anyway, no. But I look at the thing, and I see it. Okay, everything's good. This hechsher, that kids are very good. I look down, like 6 months expired. I said, "Excuse me, sir, the date. Otherwise, you didn't have it in the window. Now I understand what is expired here." Oh, no kippah. What do you mean? It's on the way. We've ordered it with the chicken from the Arab restaurant. We've ordered the hechsher, the two dots coming. It's on the way. Okay, do you have a mashkiach? Of course we have a mashkiach. Is he here? Not really. He doesn't frequent here. No, he's not here. He has a number. Yeah, okay. I call him up. He's at a chasana, mazel tov. Anyway, you have another mashkiach? Yeah. Where is he? Is that Baruch Hashem, mashkiach, where are you from? They're not the rest. He's not in Ma'ariv. This one's doing it. The kids are, no one's there. No one knows. I'm not saying it by side, but Lamaisa, if it was your money, you trusted this guy behind the counter? You would give him $50,000? A person has to know the Boisai. The Ruchni is his life. It's life. Chazal say, Godol Hamachtio Yoitzei Me'ahorgo. We could talk about till day, till tomorrow, Boisai. Worse is a guy that's Machtio, that he shoots you between the eyes with a revolver, Boisai. Machtio, it's over. A guy gets killed, Chas V'Sholo Aleinu. Okay, but he has a next world. But if Chas V'Sholo is Machtio, Boisai. And guys do that all the time, not blame them. It's hard to be to arrange your Shabbosim sometimes. But all of a sudden, my good friend from Alaska, I don't even know who he is, I'm stuck for Shabbos. I don't know, some guy says, come with me, we're going to a very good place for Shabbos. I have a new kibbutz to go to, you never heard of it. Kibbutz lo noidel me. Okay, we're heading out, very good. They get there for Shabbos, woo, what a beautiful Shabbos, Baruch Hashem, they keep Shabbos, everything. Baruch Hashem, it's a beautiful, beautiful scene. Everybody, Baruch Hashem, is wearing half the clothing. Baruch Hashem, at least half. Right? The half, the glass, you can always look at the glass two ways. Half empty, half full. Everybody sings Shalom Aleichem. Shalom Aleichem. Everybody together. Such a beautiful Achastik of Shabbos. Together here in the kibbutz, like Noid Lami, up in the West Bank. It's so beautiful, my friend. It's like, for instance, the guy tells us, let's just walk on this minefield. You mind taking a little tiul, walking through the minefield? What's the worst thing we could have? We could blow ourselves to smithereens. So what? It's not so bad. Just watch your step. And going blindly to anywhere, any place, and you're ruchni, who knows about it, how much a person could suffer from that job. It's just, well, what do you want? this guy invited me. You know the guy? No, he's my third cousin's grandmother's first cousin's mailman's dog's first twice removed. But there's some kesher, and he said this is going to be a very, very uplifting Shabbos. Oh boy, it was uplifting. They hotboxed the whole Shabbos table. Oh boy, it was uplifting. A new soup, marijuana a la carte. It was a beautiful, uplifting Shabbos. I never felt so high in a Shabbos before. I walked out of there, mamish. It goes higher and higher and higher. What a wonderful Shabbos we spent together in the Kibbutz Loinoyel Lemi. Now we know why it's Loinoyel Lemi. Baruch Hashem, it was such a grumble, unbelievable Shabbos. And we didn't even get to the cholin. You don't see what they put in that cholin there. Heroin. It's a heroin cholin. Unbelievable. You can't imagine how much chizuk I got. Chizuk, unbelievable. All my arms had chizuk. And it was unbelievable Shabbos. I got so close to the family, so close to all they were happened to be females, but it was so close. We're all close now. Hashem, you're out. And it was just an innocent thing. A guy invited me, you know, come on, you don't have a place for Shabbos. Head on up to the kibbutz, like neither than me. We're holding out for Shabbos. Would a guy for a second think if this Chas V'Shalom minefield or Chas V'Shalom something in his Gashmir is this dangerous place to go, would he think for a second to go? He would be very weary. What's goal is there? This. No questions. Put on the blindfold and head on up. Get on the naps and we're heading on up. Who knows where, Rabbi Yisrael. Shem Yirach, Shem Yirach, the Ruch Nisr, Rabbi Yisrael. Where is the concern? Avram's teaching you so, Rabbi Yisrael. When it comes to the Gashmi, as Avram says, I trust you. And you have to be Chavagah that you trust. But no Shvuiz, no Doraises, no Sefer Torahs, no nothing, Rabbi Yisrael. When it comes to Gashmi, it comes to Ruch Nisr, the Shailah of Klal Yisrael, and everybody's future, Rabbi Yisrael. You don't know, Rabbi Yisrael. One Shabbos, just one Shabbos, and we'll all be free, Rabbi Yisrael. He goes for one Shabbos, and who knows where he ends up next week. He has new hashkafot. Sorry, Rabbi, I changed my kippah over Shabbos. I now have a kippah suruga. I wear surugis now. I got a miskarev to the mahalach, the hashkafah. Just one Shabbos. Well, listen, they were very. I understood everything after everything that went on. It was very inspiring, and they proved it to me over Shabbos. After giving me all that drugs, I felt so. It meant so much sense to me. Incense. But the Maisa, and now I have a new hashkafa. I'm on a new road. I have new meaning in life. New meaning. And it's just one Shabbos, Rabbi Yisrael. If one Shabbos change, or a couple, Rabbi Yisrael, it's life. We'll just go to this restaurant. Rabbi Yisrael, I'm not saying you can't eat. We have to be normal also. We have to do what he can. You understand? Trade for food is metamtein. Metamtein. Oh. Yeah, I know it's kosher. You understand? 6 years ago, my grandmother's aunt, she once ate here. She came in for a glass of water. So I think it's kosher. She's a cheshbon. Now I think it's a kosher restaurant because my grandmother's aunt once came in for a glass of water. Everybody saw her drinking there. So it must be kosher. I saw the rabbi go in there. It's an Arab restaurant, but the rabbi went in there. But I'm not saying the word. But where's the thing? Where's the feeling that Chas V'Shalom, if I eat something Torah, it's my top 10. Oh, I can't understand the Gemara so well, Rabbi, this week. But where were you Shabbos? What kind of food did you eat on Shabbos? We didn't talk about the heksher and the chickens that they had in the Shittal and the Kibbutz Lenoy Lemi. Special heksher chickens, all imported from Egypt. Chief Rabbi of Egypt. Wala Masil Salman Tikalta. They don't know what he is. A priest, a Muslim priest, whatever he is. He's religious. There's a stamp over there. Some stamp. It says Chazir. Beautiful. Hebrew letters. Excellent. We have to realize the Yesoid of Ram's teaching is when it comes to Ruchnias, it's Vashpiach or Sefer Torah. A little bit more careful. Just as careful as you were $1 million, Rabbi Yisrael. You wouldn't give it to any yokel. Check him out thoroughly. Is he honest? Is he this? Is he that? When it comes to Ruchnias, Rabbi Yisrael, we have to be careful. Think what we're doing, what we're lying, Rabbi Yisrael. You don't realize, Rabbi Yisrael, things could spiral the wrong way if we don't have a little bit of cheshbon, Rabbi Yisrael, and what we're doing with our lives in the Ruchnias area, in the Be'ez HaShem, B'schus, you have the shmiru of the schus that we're careful. Rabbi said that's called right. The person, Hakadosh Baruch Hu wants the person to be on the lookout. His ruchnias, a person has to be careful, has to be wary. The person it takes that into consideration. He works on Rabbi said Hakadosh Baruch Hu b'schus that the person works on Hakadosh Baruch Hu will give him the shmiru v'nishma mikol davar ra and beruchnias and begashmias b'sicha to be emes to be tired. Liben liyov dechob emes.